Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Chicks Talking Footy with Fiona Newton, Susanna Moddy to her friends, and Bree McCauley. Welcome, ladies, from the Interchange.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another night of chatting about footy.
Yes, we're very, very excited. Well, last week was a big week, but we had the Eddie Maguire saga. We had Brad Scott's massive fine. We interviewed Peter Searle. But this week we've got some interesting things to talk about as well. Of course, we're going to talk about highlights of the round. And we're also going to talk about dinner with Gil. Gillen had his the senior coaches down to his place for an informal dinner. We're a bit resentful that we weren't invited. But we do have some questions that we would have asked him if had we been. We're also going to talk about the mid-season trade. What do you think of the mid-season trade? There's talk of being able to trade players during the middle of the season. We've got a bit of a Women's League update because there's, of course, always a lot happening there at the moment. And we're going to preview the next round of round 15.
So you said there wasn't much on this week.
but we made a lot happen anyway. There's always a lot happening off the field despite the fact that it's a bye round. So
highlights of the round just gone.
Let's get into it.
Well, I was delighted because for once this year I could say that Essendon are definitely not going to lose. And that was a very, very good feeling for once. It's because they weren't playing, but still.
Saints beat Geelong.
I think that was the highlight of the season, really.
Well,
the upset. Would it be the upset of the season?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think also because they played so well as well. It wasn't just they actually beat Geelong. It wasn't Geelong necessarily playing badly. Like Saints really killed.
Yeah, they were ahead all night. And there was a bit of anger too because Patrick Dangerfield was on the bench. Couldn't get him back on. Of course, the last few minutes of the game became crucial. So the coaches were swearing in the coach's box, apparently. So you can't have a one-man team, though, can you, Geelong?
No, you cannot.
No, you can't.
But, you know, like they looked incredible. And there'll be a force coming up, the Saints, in the next couple of years.
I really like Alan Richardson. I think he's a great coach. He sits in the box with his pen. He's like a good teacher.
Yes. Yeah. We've had a few Saints on the show, actually. We had Adam Skrobelak. He's actually the ruck coach of St Kilda. He is sponsoring our Chicks Talking Footy t-shirts. His company is...
Go Saints.
Thank you, Adam.
So we're happy with Adam. And, of course, we had Peter Searle on the show last week. Unfortunately,
it
would have been nice to have him on this week now that they've had that great win. But, of course, there was a Thursday night game.
I know. What do we think about Thursday night football?
Well, Beck's a Crows supporter. Crows played North at the Thursday night game. And she was like, I can't stay up on a school night. She was really struggling to watch her team play because the game finishes at, 10:30?
I always find if my team, say, does play on the Thursday, which they are tomorrow night, I find the rest of the weekend quite long. Like, I'm interested in all the other games and stuff, but it seems a long, long time.
Yeah, especially on a bye round where you've got you're stretching six games over 4 days.
Well, I like it better than Sunday night. So if we had to choose one, I'd probably choose Thursday.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Thursday. I like it.
But Adelaide kicked 28 behinds.
Oh, did they what?
What was going on there? If Beck was on the show, I'd be asking her about that. They still won by, 5 goals? But you've got to think North Melbourne could have had a thrashing there if they had been a bit more accurate.
And, you know, I mean, there's this goes into the bye argument and how the byes are being structured. And maybe that was one of my questions for Gil, which we'll get to, is that North had two 6-day breaks and then travelled to Adelaide, and Adelaide had just come off a bye. It's just not that fair, is it? It was stacked against them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pies thrashed the Dockers.
Do not care.
Care factor was zero.
I was really annoyed with the Dockers. Honestly, I got sucked into picking the Dockers this week.
Because
they'd won three in a row.
And I'm leading the footy tips. And I got really sucked in.
You tipped them.
I blame Danae.
Yeah.
Well, she called it 3-0.
She's a powerful woman.
3-0. Danae's in Sydney tonight, so she
3-0,
can't be here.
3-0, did she?
Yeah. She can't be here tonight. She's in Sydney. She's away for 2 weeks, so we've got the interchange. Lucky we've got a strong interchange bench.
That's right.
But it's
all about the rotations.
Yeah. But, yeah, 3-0. But they were playing bottom teams when they won three in a row.
Yeah, they were.
So...
And
Collingwood could be considered that at the moment too. But
well, that's right. And I think Collingwood have probably, you know, they beat them, but they didn't, you know, kill them. They weren't amazing themselves.
Mm.
I don't think that all of a sudden marches Collingwood up the ladder.
And Cloak was excited because he wasn't atrocious for the first time in a long time.
And he only kicked 2 goals, but one was in first 3 minutes.
That's true.
So that means for the remaining 118 minutes, he kicked 1 goal. So
there's the stats girl.
Yes,
Moddy's our
go,
stats
Trav.
Girl. Actually, there was talk of Hawthorn, you know, trading with Travis Cloak, and I was just like, no, I would be upset. I'd be very upset if that happened.
I think he should go somewhere else. I know that's not part of
don't come to Hawthorn.
The topic. I think
Richmond's name's been thrown in the mix, but if Richmond want me to microwave my membership, yeah, go and recruit Cloakie.
It wouldn't be the first time, would it, Bree?
The
microwave would definitely be the first time. I've never done that before.
You've destroyed your membership.
Scissors. Yeah. No, I've never destroyed the actual membership card. I've destroyed other things.
After the 2012 grand final when Hawthorn lost to Sydney, I went to a park with Rachel, the other ladies on the show, and we threw our scarves in the park and left them there. That's as aggressive as I've gotten. Really violent. So Giants beat Blues by 62 points. I didn't watch that game, but...
I think that you've said all there needs to say.
Yeah, that's about it, really. It was totally expected.
Exactly. I would say that was probably the margin that everyone expected. And
are we a bit surprised with how well the Giants are going this year? Has it sprung up on us too quickly?
Last year they were good too until they got a lot of injuries.
I think everyone talked about that this was going to happen, and I think the surprise probably comes from the fact that it has.
But they're going to finish top four. They've got the softest run home. Mm. They will definitely finish top four.
Yep. And they've got the best hair in the league, apparently.
That's
so
true.
Oh.
According to Beck. Saints beat Geelong. We've already talked about that. Hawks beat the Suns.
Now, I told you last week or the week before, Fiona, the Suns were playing good football against Richmond.
That's right. Well, I would also...
Fiona didn't believe me, and then I sent her a text when the Gold Coast were up by 3 points, nearing three-quarter time, and I told you they were good.
Yeah. And
they were better.
Look, also, on top of that, Hawthorn just... They don't look good. The fact that we're now on top of the ladder is just...
So
to me, it's actually quite unbelievable. We're not the best at contested football anymore. Our stats aren't good. We are not playing. We don't look like a great team.
Do you think Hodge coming back in? Do you think that makes a difference? He's had one game now. Do you think it'll be interesting to see?
I mean, he didn't play his best game on Sunday, but he.
But going forward.
Yeah. Look, possibly having our skipper back. I think our forward line's still suffering because we've got Ruffy out and Showmaker's out. So
you got the young fella though. That's great. Young Sicily.
Yeah, Sicily. He's amazing. I'm loving watching him. He's really good. In fact, he's won a couple of games for us, I'd say.
I watched the highlights
so
of your
Poppy.
Match.
Poppy,
yeah,
I
love
Poppy.
Love a bit of Poppy.
He reminds me of a bear. He's a bear.
It's like a little Staffy. He's a Staffy.
Yeah. Down the laird, you mean?
Yeah.
that
he's
kind
a
of bear.
Laird bear.
Yeah.
Now, a little bit of action going on off the field. Ben Cousins, our favourite.
Yes.
He's the story that just keeps on giving, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is.
Look, I felt really sad when I saw that, you know, I think it was Sunday he'd been picked up by the police and taken to hospital from being in the middle of an intersection.
Directing traffic.
Yeah, and off his head by all reports. But I was thinking through it today, and I remember him saying in that documentary he did that he started taking illicit drugs or recreational illicit drugs when he was about 17 or 18. So that makes it 20 years.
Mm.
So it's over half his life.
Yeah, it's not a party if it's happening every day, as my mother used to say.
And it's, I just really, your mum's right.
Yeah.
I just feel for him, and it's the 10-year anniversary, or they're celebrating tomorrow night, the 2006 premiership that West Coast won, and it just doesn't feel
right.
Yeah,
there's a shadow over that one, I'd say.
It does feel, not just because of Ben, but because of...
Well, the whole drug saga in the team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, Chris Yaren returns to Tigerland, Bree. How do you feel? What's going on?
I'm pleased that Yaz is back. He's had a month away from the club seeking treatment for mental health issues, but it's nice. And we were all wondering whether he was going to retire and whether he had the passion to return to the club and play some footy, but... By all reports, they're hoping that he might be able to play a couple of games towards the end of the season. So that's a real positive.
Yeah, sure is for him.
I love watching Yaz play. He's an exciting player.
Yeah. Mm. Well, welcome back to Tigerland.
Yeah, welcome
back. We'll see you on the field. We've had a message from one of our favourite listeners, Betty. What kind of other excuses for North Melbourne losing games are there? These are AFL teams are professional athletes.
How long have you got, Betty?
Yeah, that's right. They have lost three out of the last four games.
They have. Look, they're not going to be top four, not like GWS, as Bree was saying, but, you know, they're a bit thin in their midfield if a few of them go down.
Soft as a jam donut, their midfield.
Yep. They don't have a second layer or third layer like the Saints are proving. But, you know, I do think that's valid, two six days and a travel.
Yeah.
I think that's tough.
But still.
Yes, who cares?
We've also had a donation come in.
Oh, lovely.
$30. So thank you to Richard from Melbourne for your kind donation to the station. You'll keep us out loud and proud. So every donation counts and it's tax deductible.
Well done, Richard. Thank you.
You've scraped it in before end of financial year. Well done, Richard. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about dinner with Gillen. Why we weren't invited.
Beef burger.
We are media personalities. Invited. And we're also going to be talking about mid-season trade, and we'll do a little bit of an update on the Women's League, which is very exciting.
You've kicked a goal on Chicks Talking Footy.
It is 8:44 here at the Joyce Studios. This week something interesting happened. Gillen McLaughlin, is that his last name? McLaughlin.
It is.
He had an informal dinner with some of the coaches from the AFL, so senior Correct. Coaches. So all the Victorian coaches were there, bar Brendan Bolton.
That's right.
Who had a prior engagement.
What is more important than the,
I know, the meeting dinner with the CEO? CEO. none of the interstate coaches were there. So Gillen got everyone together to kind of get their feedback and perhaps have a chat about what they're looking for in terms of different things that are going on in the game.
Yeah.
We were a bit miffed.
Sure, we deserve to be there.
Yeah, we weren't invited. You know, we're big media personalities these days.
We love a beef burgundy.
love a beef burgundy pie. And but we thought about if we were invited, what we would ask old Gillen about. So, Motti, what do you reckon? What would you ask Gillen had you been invited to the dinner of the year?
I would have asked him to pass the red first. I would have thought that would have been a good start and settle in, because I've got a few questions. But I was thinking about it today, and I was just roaming through Twitter, and one person had said that they would ask, why did your mother call you Gil? I thought that was quite a funny start. I would ask him about the buy round. I would ask him about the imbalance of the teams over the season. Not everyone plays each other twice, whether there's a plan to change that in the near future. But primarily I'd ask him what his plans for the Women's League would be.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they could be more transparent about it and give us more information and that sort of stuff. So I think we'd have lots to talk about.
Sure. I'd probably ask him why the umpires were sponsored by OPSM. Are they in fact blind?
Are they still sponsored by that? Or is that
they've got OPSM written on the back, and I thought that has got to be tongue in cheek. But
well, that's funny.
I love it. You might have a question for Gil. You can text in on 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You're also welcome to follow us on Facebook. We have a Chicks Talking Footy, so it's facebook.com/Chicks Talking Footy. You can follow us there, and we put the podcast up of the show. Lots of interesting things that are going on in the football world. But Bree, what would you...
So my first question for Gil would be, which clubs, Gil, are going to play Good Friday night football for Good Friday? We've been talking about Good Friday for years. That's probably part B to my question. Why has it taken so long?
And who's is it going to happen, do you think?
I think it's going to happen next year, and I want to know who it's going to be. Like, and how does he decide which clubs deserve the right to play possibly, it could possibly be nearly as big as Anzac Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a, you know, religious day. It's a standalone game.
I may be wrong, but isn't that the day they're planning to have the Women's League Grand Final? Good Friday?
No, I don't think so.
Not
February. It's February, March.
Yeah, and Good Friday
is
kind of...
It's in April next year.
Okay.
I think that would be an odd... Wouldn't that be an odd thing for them to do?
Did hear a rumour about it. But
did you?
Yeah.
Well, I might get onto the Google machine in the break and
see. Betty, you're listening. You can Google it for us. I know you're out there.
Which teams do you think should play Good Friday?
The Saints. Oh, come on, girls. That's just a joke.
The Saints and Melbourne.
And the Demons.
And the Demons, yeah. See who wins. There's a struggle in the realm, in the heavenly realms.
I think it should. I don't mind. It doesn't bother. I mean, I barrack for Essendon and we have a blockbuster, on Anzac Day, but do they want to rotate them? I'm not sure.
Mm. Mm. I'd also like to know why the women's games have different rules.
Yes, I know.
The soft netball rules that they've given us.
Okay.
That'd be after a few glasses of red. Start asking more controversial questions.
I'd like to. I also had a bit of a whisper about what the post dinner entertainment was. That last night.
Yeah,
I just had a bit of a fly on the wall there, and they said they got into a bit of karaoke.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The boys got into karaoke.
The boys got a bit of karaoke. All took it in turns. Bucks was right up there first. He said, I'm up. They said, all right, mate, what are you going to do? And he bursts into I Will Survive.
Oh.
I said, come on, comedy is just brilliant tonight. Clarko did We Are the Champions.
Yeah, while polishing the trophies.
Exactly. Yeah. The Scott Boys did An Arm Wrestle.
A song?
No. I moved on to other things.
Oh, we've moved on for karaoke.
Then they had the Arm Wrestle comp and the Scott Boys were in the grand final. For that,
Dimmer would have done Eye of the Tiger, surely.
Yes,
he
could have.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, good, Dimmer.
Yeah.
Is he any good at singing, do you think?
I reckon he'd give it a good crack.
Well, if we had been invited, we would have sung our own karaoke songs.
Yeah.
Maybe
Islands
These
the
Boots
Street.
Are Made for Walking.
Sure.
Bit of Simply the Best, bit of Tina Turner. Anyway. We're going to talk about the mid-season trade period coming up that's been suggested.
Yes.
For 2017.
They would have talked
about this last night. I'm sure that would have been a question for Gil.
For sure. Yeah.
But mid-season trade period, there's rumours that they could start literally trading players in the mid-season. So the thinking being, Hawthorn have got some injuries, not as many people in the forward line as or tall forwards at the moment. So they could trade.
So GWS have got a glut of forwards, so
they might trade, centre players in the middle of the game. Not a fan myself. I think it could be very disruptive to the season. Stevie J did some interesting tweets about it. He said, "What about intellectual property of different teams? So there's different strategies that different teams are playing. So players being traded mean those secrets could get leaked out in the middle of the season." And clubs would lose that competitive advantage of having of their list. So what do you think, Marty? Bree? Breezer?
I like it. I like it because I think we need to be flexible. Richmond could do with another ruckman. We've got Ivan Maric sitting in the twos who can't run, on top of the ground at the moment, and Hampson looks like he's playing on one leg. So... I'd love for the Tigers to pick up a ruckman mid-season and, if that's going to help your club play finals, because let's be honest, they're all in the business to win a premiership and get into the eight. And when you get into the eight, it brings fans through the gate, it brings members, translates into dollars, makes your club stronger. So
when you're in the eight, it brings fans to the gate.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I like the concept. I'm just trying to work out in my mind how it would actually logistically work.
But can you imagine, suddenly you've got a player. The other argument they have is there's something like 220 players on AFL lists that aren't getting a game.
That's right. So that's why I like it. I like it for that because I like that in everyone's team there's a couple of guys, for whatever reason, that just can't get the games.
Good players too.
And good players, that's right. And that they might, and there would be walk-up starts in other teams. So I like it from the point of view of opportunity and giving opportunity to other people. Yep. The machinations of it I find confusing. And then you'll get those bits that if there's not enough time to do medicals, maybe they have a mid-season bye, maybe there's a week off and they do it all then.
Well, when you think about how long it takes the trade period at the beginning of the season, like it's weeks. What is it? 3 weeks? Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. And they always leave it to the last minute because there's, you know, negotiations on pay, there'll medicals, be some, all of that. So
there'll be some test case because the first time it happens, then someone, you know, I get drafted to the Tigers and I break my knee in the first.
But they'd have to be talking to players now. Like they wouldn't wait until the trade period opened, surely. I mean, they're already talking to players. Your club's already talking to players about next year.
But they're talking to them. I thought one of the points of it was because to fill gaps.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't know what those gaps are at midway through, do you? If you're covering injuries or stuff like that, you're not going to know till that point.
Now, one of our interchange benches piped in. So she said, this is Beck, one of our
Hi, Beck.
Regular co-hosts. She said, you all just want Eddie Betts mid-season and you're not having him.
Yeah, she's right, though.
P.S. I like to think Gil cooked them all a nice roast lamb. Great show, chicks, Beck. So thanks for that, Beck. We do want Eddie Betts, but I imagine he's not up for trading at the moment.
Adelaide would have to want to trade Betts.
Now, that's a nice tie-through because Betts was a resurgence at Adelaide. Mm. Cloak could be get a resurgence over
Richmond.
Absolutely.
It's all about opportunity, all about
not at Hawthorn,
start.
Don't want him.
A fresh start.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Will Minson at Footscray was their number one ruckman. Can't get a game. He would walk into
over
Richmond's. Richmond's team.
Yeah, if there's holes. Yeah, okay. Pros and cons.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it all unravels. I know in baseball in America, they loan players to different teams during the season. We don't want that.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to come back. We're going to preview round 15. We're going to talk about some of the grand final reunions that are coming up this weekend as well. You're on Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
We're going to have a look at round 15 here on Chicks Talking Footy. Another bye round. So not as many games coming up as usual.
The last one.
Yes, the last of the bye rounds.
I lack a bit of enthusiasm in the bye rounds.
Yeah,
just like, but don't you think it's better than not having a week of football at all? I actually would rather see six games than none.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't. It just feels
the ladder
a
doesn't
bit,
make sense at the moment.
No, it just feels a bit half, and then there's inequities of, you know, like you said, Fee, the ladder. Who's won? Who's this? Yeah. Anyway. That's by the by. Gil will have fixed that last night for us anyway.
We would have mentioned that at Gillen's Mansion if we had been invited. But
this week.
Your team's playing on Thursday.
They are. We're playing West Coast over over at Domain Stadium in Perth. So it should be no issue there. We'll knock them off very easily.
Should be over at halftime.
It will be. And I think that's all we can say about that. You never know. We've played well there in the past.
Well, I think, you know, seeing Essendon before the last bye a couple of weeks ago, still had a lot of fight, I think.
Against GWS, it was good.
Yeah, I think considering it was that time of the year, it's still good to see there's a lot of spirit in the team. Friday night?
Tigers playing Port over in
Adelaide.
Adelaide, yeah.
What do you reckon, Breezer?
We owe them a couple of hidings. they've given us a fair few, so we owe them one.
Yeah, They do play well at Adelaide Oval, obviously.
I mean, you're both, you know, two games away from.
We're both terrible.
But
we both won't play finals.
Whoever wins has a slim chance of keeping in touch with the eight.
Yeah, slim.
One of you.
It is looking like the eight's pretty set, though, isn't it?
Oh,
Which gives rise to the thought of having 10 teams instead of eight up there. But
Richmond
we'll talk about
make
that
it
in our
every year then. Yeah. Finish in nine.
All that nine.
Awesome.
You'd
hopefully,
be so
Gil might have fixed that last night.
Come on, Gil, you're a ripper. You fix it all. I do think Port's going to win. Next match, Gold Coast, St Kilda.
I think that's going to be
Saints.
Interesting.
Yep. Saints.
Yeah.
Oh, Swans, Dogs.
Up at Sydney, I always pick them up there, particularly at the SCG.
Dogs haven't been playing as well lately.
But they get a couple back. They get a couple back, Dogs. Don't discount them. they get a couple back.
Okay, but still SCG. The ultimate rivals.
Oh, Carlton Collingwood.
Carlton Collingwood. Didn't Carlton beat them last time?
This is the don't care cup for me.
Don't care. We love a cup here at Chicks Talking Footy, don't we?
We do love a cup.
So this is the don't care
There's
cup.
There's one every week for me, but I...
Sydney playing Melbourne last week was the Coffee Cup Cup.
Yeah.
Coffee Cup Cup, that's so. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And
I think Collingwood will win there. I think they have to.
Yeah, probably.
Go Blues.
And Melbourne Crows.
Well, we'll have to go for the D's, won't we?
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to go the Crows. I think they've got more to win for.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up and hand it over to the lovely gents from Hide and Seek. Bit more adult-only discussion on that show. But we'll be back next week to talk about what's happened in round 15. And
anything else that's popped up.
Exactly. We'll be back next week on Chicks Talking Footy, Joy 94.9. Footy, footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.